Hello? Is there anyone in here? Gintara above, I'd better be right about this. Hello? I mean you no harm. I apologize for intruding into your, home? Well, your lair, at the very least. In fact, let's just call it what it is. Your cave. Anyway, I'm only here because I think you'll be interested in what I have to say. If I'm right, you're probably already interested in the fact that you can even understand what I'm saying. Am I right? Aren't you just the least bit interested in a conversation? Oh my. Sorry. I'm sure I just scared you as much as you scared me. It's just... Well... I hope you don't take this the wrong way, but you look awfully frightening. At least to a human like me. You move with surprising stealth for such a large creature. But... As to why I'm here, I heard rumors of a large, well, monster. Their words, not mine. Of course, villagers are always spinning yarns of frightful creatures in the woods, but some of the details caught my interest. In particular, I was intrigued when they mentioned that this monster had two sets of arms. One large set to walk on its knuckles, and a smaller set to handle objects, which... That does seem to be true. That, combined with the fact that you can understand me... You can understand me, can't you? You're not just waiting to pounce or anything? Ah, good. And that means you must be an Entrian, correct? Splendid. It's a wonderful stroke of luck that we met. For both of us. You see... I'm one of the few humans in the world who actually understands what you are. I'm a researcher of ancient civilizations, and your people have been the focus of my studies for years. I'm very, incredibly curious to know about how you are here in the modern day. After all, your kind supposedly lived millennia ago, and... I'm sure you're in need of help, aren't you? A cave is no place for someone like you. In that case, I propose a trade. All you need to do is answer some of my questions. Do this, and I will return here with an escort to take you someplace safe, where you won't be hunted as a monster. How does that sound? Your dialect is quite different from mine, from what I've studied. I suppose that we can understand each other at all is a miracle. No matter. We'll make do. Now, for starters, what's your name? Lovely. I can't tell you what a pleasure it is to meet you. My name is Professor Morgundy. Let me see. What was that traditional greeting again? Ah, yes. May the trees ever grow towards your light. Really? That's certainly interesting. So that greeting is only meant for royalty, then? I never made that connection. You'll have to forgive me. Most of the writings we've uncovered of your people have been epic tales of your great rulers, so I know very little of ordinary day-to-day mannerisms. I hope I don't come across as stuffy and overbearing to you. Now, my first question would be this. How are there still Entrians after all this time? Your civilization disappeared so long ago. In fact, perhaps the better question would be, what happened to your people? The deep frost. I always thought that was a religious prophecy about the end of the world. Are you suggesting that this was a real, actual event? Fascinating. Well, I suppose it stands to reason. Your species appears to be amphibious in nature and thus cold-blooded, so... The deep frost was a change in the world's climate, then. My word, this is incredible. 5 minutes with you and I've learned more than a dozen archaeological expeditions could have uncovered. But that still doesn't explain why you're here. Did the Entrians survive? Do populations of your people still exist? I'm sorry, have I upset you in some way? Oh yes, of course. How could I be so insensitive? We're talking about the fate of your entire race, and here I am treating it like just a history lecture. Please, if you need some time to compose yourself, by all means, take it. If I recall, in times of distress, your people would offer a prayer to the twin gods. If you would like to lead the prayer, I'd be honored to kneel next to you in solidarity. Me? Oh, well, I think I do know one of your people's prayers. If you're certain you want me to, then... Very well. For soil and water, for branch and root, for day and night, we give thanks. There must be duality in all things, and so too we give thanks for both joy and sorrow, for ease and strife, for life and death. May the hope for one give strength to bear the other. Did I say it right? I must confess, I... Ah, that's good. I appreciate you trusting me enough to give me that honor. I never dreamed that I would ever offer a traditional Entriant prayer next to one of the Entriants themselves. And of course, I truly hope that this offered you some peace. I can't imagine what you must have gone through recently. Oh? Well, if you're certain, then I would be eager to hear your story. Interesting. That's something I've theorized about, but I never had any proof of. So your kind tend to hibernate naturally during cold weather anyway. It stands to reason that your people would react to the cooling climate by trying to devise a way to extend your hibernation. Then, did you find a way? You don't actually mean... And think... This whole time we all thought... That's absolutely fascinating. I know exactly what you're referring to. Towards the tail end of your civilization's history, tales of massive sleeping cities were popping up all over the place. Most researchers, including myself, assumed that they were meant to be great crypts for burying the dead. But you're saying that they were actually built to protect your bodies during this long sleep, the hibernation. That explains quite a bit. All the things we thought were methods of embalming were actually methods to slow your body's metabolisms even further and provide extra nutrition. To be honest, it doesn't sound like any living thing could survive for so long, but the fact that you're here must mean that it worked. Your people are clearly every bit as ingenious as I was led to believe. Mostly? What do you... Oh, I see. You were the only one in your sleeping city to make it. That's terrible. I'm sorry. Now I'm starting to get a clear picture of the state that you're in. You must have gone to sleep expecting to wake up after the world had returned to normal, ready to rebuild your civilization with your family and friends. Instead, you found yourself all alone. And when you set out into the world, a whole new race had taken over and they all treated you like a monster. How absolutely haunting. I doubt there's anything I could possibly say to console you. Except, perhaps for one thing. To my knowledge, no one has ever found one of these sleeping cities. But if my research is correct, there were meant to be many of them, correct? Well, that means that whatever set of circumstances allowed you to survive must have manifested again. Your people numbered in the millions once. Even if only a small percentage managed to stay alive until the present day, that would mean hundreds, maybe even thousands of survivors. We just have to find them. Nonsense. Nothing could possibly make me happier. I've spent my whole life trying to learn about the Entrians, and now I have a chance to revive your whole culture. Think of the things we could learn from each other. It's an archaeologist's dream. Well, I think you've answered more than enough of my questions, which means I have my end of the bargain to uphold. I can't simply walk out of here with you, or else we may be attacked by frightened villagers, but I promise to return very, very soon. In the meantime, I have some of this dried fish. I believe it was a favorite of your kind? Wonderful. Take heart, my new friend. Your people have not been lost. When I return, the labor to restore your civilization will begin.